The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Monday, May 30, 2022. The Latin American Integration Association, ALADI, chose Cuba as the venue for the 10th edition of the Expo LADI 2023. With its approval by the Committee of Representatives in ordinary session, the annual event will return to its face-to-face format after two previous virtual events in Ecuador and Uruguay due to COVID-19 pandemic. These are aimed at increasing and strengthening trade between the 13 member countries of ALADI and seek to enhance opportunities for companies, particularly small and medium-sized, to grow and increase their participation in the regional market. It tries to favor the diffusion of the exportable offer, the best use of commercial opportunities, and more knowledge and integration with areas such as the multi-sectoral business macro route. ALADI, founded in 1980, is made up of Argentina, Bolivia, Brazil, Chile, Colombia. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel condemned the interference by the United States in its exclusive criteria with countries of the region in relation to the upcoming 9th Summit of the Americas. Speaking at the 21st Summit of Heads of State and Government of the Bolivarian Alliance for the Peoples of our America People's Trade Agreement, ALBA TCP, held in Havana, Díaz-Canel charged that Washington is once again using regional forums to impose its hegemonic aims. The Cuban head of state said that the U.S. is taking advantage of his status as host of the summit, scheduled for June 6 to 10 in Los Angeles, California, to restrict the participation of nations with much to contribute to the event. The U.S. practice of excluding is not new and proves its inability to ensure the agreement of a plural space, even when it claims to be an example of democracy, Díaz-Canel noted. A fire in a warehouse of the tobacco collection and processing company in Pinal del Río, western Cuba, reportedly destroyed 30 tons of the crop. The fire occurred in the area known as El Vizcaíno, located at kilometer 5 of the road to the municipality of San Juan y Martínez. It caused the destruction of the warehouse and a nearby tobacco house belonging to the private producers, but no one was injured. According to press reports, the affected facilities had insurance, which will cover all losses. Empresa de Acopio reported on its official Facebook account that the company's workers are currently carrying out shading and cleaning work so that they can start the reconstruction of the warehouse tomorrow. This will ensure that next June 10, they will begin the processing of the tobacco leaves harvested in the current campaign, said the source. And in the international agenda, we have that the historical pact begins today its race towards the second electoral round after it won in last Sunday's elections, although it lacked votes to reach the presidency in Colombia. Preliminary data from the National Registry indicate that, with practically 100% of the votes counted, Gustavo Petro obtained 8,526,352 votes, which represent 40.32% of the total number of valid votes. In second place was the independent Rodolfo Hernandez with 5,952,748 votes, 28.15%. Petro and Hernandez will proceed on to participate in the elections on June 19th in accordance with the country's legislation. Meanwhile, the preparations for the 9th Latin American and Caribbean Conference on Social Sciences, CLACSO, scheduled to be held at the National Autonomous University of Mexico, UNAM, from June 6 to 10, are making progress, organizers reported. A CLACSO note published on its website this Monday indicates that the event will bring together the region's main humanities reference with the aim of addressing the inequalities in the continent. The works will be carried out through 34 themes with 250 panels, more than 600 debate tables, and 105 events, so that 8,000 face-to-face participants have already registered so far. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.